I would say my history with Jim Hassett, I think it goes both ways. I mean, I worked for Jim in New Orleans for 5 years. He gave me a great opportunity, so personally, I'll always be thankful for that. But I worked for him, so I don't know. I mean, he probably may know me better than I know him because he was the head coach at the time. And but you can see his imprint on the defense, on how he wants to play. He does a very good job schematically. You know, anytime you're in the office a little longer than normal, you know, the coach is obviously challenging you, and that has been the case.
Chances are for this week?
Morgan Burnett's, as far as his chance to play in the game, I don't know yet. So he was limited today, did some individual work, and we'll just, it'll probably take the full week to find out.
Might you possibly take a look at Banjo this week and see what he can do?
Well, Banjo was up last week, so we're getting the guys that are, you know, healthy, ready to play. So as far as what, if, or when his opportunity comes, I mean, that's what the games are for. But, we're definitely getting him ready.
Like, did was Sitton's back affect him during the game?
Talking with Josh today, I actually, you know, I realized it started bothering on the long flight out there. So he's made progress from yesterday to today. We really don't have a handle on it yet.
I guess as a head coach with a lot of experience with quarterbacks, what's your policy on when a quarterback throws an interception? What do you want them to do exactly?
I mean, that's a tough question. I mean, there's instincts. Aaron Rodgers, his play in the San Francisco game is, you know, obviously a very good play on his part, but. You know, I think Ted Thompson's answer would be different than mine. So, he's playing football. I just think he has to be smart.
How important is it to have a guy like James Jones, who when the ball isn't coming his way, he's not going to cause trouble or cause a scene?
James Jones is, I look at James as one of our emerging leaders on our football team. So, James is extremely professional, does a lot of the little things that I don't think the average person realizes, so puts in a lot of extra time. He had a son, Junior, over here yesterday. So I mean, he's a class act. I'm not concerned about that.
Is there any carryover when you go from pairing with a quarterback like Kaepernick to RG3? Does that help you at all in terms of your style being somewhat similar?
Well, you know, the mobile quarterback is definitely part of the NFL more so than ever. In my time in the league, and there's definitely some carryover, but you know, they're special to their own individual talents and to their individual schemes. So we've had opportunity to study Washington during the offseason. They had an excellent season last year, particularly the second half of the season. So we just have really the one game to go off the field, the Monday night game. But definitely a special player.
Mike, do you play differently with RG3 this week, because maybe he's not as mobile as he was last year? Or do you plan for mobility and hope that he stays in the pocket?
You know, we have a lot of respect for his ability. I mean, so whether we feel he's as mobile or so, that's really, you know, with the schemes and really the mindset going into the game is applied during the course of the week. So, but at the end of the day, you have to go play football. I mean, he's a gifted football player. He's a big part of their offense, obviously, like most quarterbacks, but he has a dynamic that's different, and that's what we're planning for.
Like, you and Aaron and Tom Clements all expressed some measure of frustration with the inconsistency of having four good touchdown drives but having 5 3 and outs. As a play caller in the no huddle, are there other things that you can do to try and generate more consistency, or is that just, hey, we need to pick up a first down to get going?
Well, the reality is, in no huddle or standard huddle, we refer to it. Doesn't matter if you're in a huddle and breaking a huddle, or if you're at the line calling plays. I mean, if you break down the three and outs, the second and longs, being backed up, and there's other things applied to that. So the negative plays is really the setback. It disrupts your rhythm. It keeps you off your time clock. We talk about playing on time, each and every down, staying favorable down in distances, and that was a big part of our demise in the three and out series.
Thank you.
Like, do you sometimes play the no huddle by feel?
Say it again.
Do you sometimes play the no huddle by feel? If you feel like it's not going as well, you might cut back on it, or do you go in specifically knowing what series you want?
We have an approach. We have an approach each and every week. We really started this 2 years ago, and kind of gone in and out of it. It's really has to do with the growth of our offensive unit, to the personnel, the collaboration between the players, the ability to play at the line. You want to make sure you're giving Aaron as many opportunities as possible. I thought he did an excellent job as far as the run selection. We were able to get Eddie in the run game going in the second half. So I mean, all those things factor in if you do it or if you don't do it.
Mike, how is Jermichael with the toe? Was that something that flared up afterwards?
Jermichael Finley has a toe. Obviously did not practice today. I think he'd be hard-pressed to practice tomorrow, so we'll see what Friday looks like.
Mike, what's your long-term confidence in this defense as it develops? What's your confidence level in your defense?
I mean, I have a lot of confidence in our defense, and clearly we've had one performance as a football team, and there's plenty to go around. So I thought the defense's approach to the last game, as far as the objectives, we went out to stop the run and do those types of things. We've addressed that, but we have to learn from what we didn't get done. So I think this unit's clearly more in sync than we've been in prior years as far as coming out of training camp, and I have a lot of confidence, and we got a big challenge this week with Washington.
Mike, do you plan to use Barkley as your left guard if Josh can't go? And then
Our option on the offensive line, obviously, Marshall Newhouse will play. So, how that sorts out, I mean, that's what practice is for, and that's what the week's for.
Like you mentioned, things you didn't get done defensively. You didn't get a takeaway. You guys have been great on interceptions. You emphasize the fumbles. Is that frustrating, and how important is that for your defense when you're not getting takeaways?
Well, I mean, takeaways and giveaways. It's to me, we treat it. It's one of our fundamentals. It's something we practice every day. Hits on the ball, we didn't have enough of them. In a couple times that we did, our technique wasn't quite what it needed to be. So, trying to take the football away is no different than getting on a block, getting off a block, or blocking, tackling, and breaking tackles. So. You just keep working at it. It's the fundamentals, which is directly related to your quality of play, and that's what football is all about. We need to do a better job. And on the flip side of it, we gave the ball away twice. It was nothing that was an extraordinary play by the defense. So you have to take care of the football, and you got to take it away. And after 1 week, we're minus two.
Jeremy Ross still your number one option on returns?
Well, I mean, once again, it's that's what the week's practice is for. We use Randall Cobb. That was really a reflection of Morgan Burnett not playing in the game, and kind of just I don't want to put too much on Micah Hyde's plate. So, as far as who we're working Jeremy, we're working Micah. We'll work Randall. We'll see how he is. So through the week, and then Tremont is still working the punt and also Jonathan Franklin in the kickoff.
The Monday night game against the Eagles for the Redskins defense was so crazy in the first half. Does that make it any more difficult to prepare your team on what they're running for their schemes when it was in such disarray and it changed in the second half?
Well, I mean, that's why you break games down by situations. I mean, you look at the down distance, you look at, how did they respond to turnovers, and obviously I thought Washington responded very well in the second half. So that's why that's why you play four quarters, and all that information is put into computer, and that's obviously the game you look the most at. And hey, they studied us in the offseason, I'm sure. We've studied them. They're going to have some things for us that they did not show week one, and that'll be the same. That's what early season, first quarter football is all about.
Two more.
Mike, Jordy was in and out of the lineup last year with that hamstring. How different is your offense with the band?
I mean, Jordy Nelson's a prime time player, so I mean, it was just great to get him back. I know he was he wanted to get back out there, not having really the time in the preseason. So I thought he got off to a big start. Frankly, I didn't think I really gave him enough opportunities. We need to get James Jones some more opportunities, but Jordy was Jordy. It's just great to see him healthy.
How was Eddie Lacy responding last two days?
Eddie's had a good couple of days. So he's getting more and more in tune with the offense, and it's the little things. And Eddie's no different than any other rookie that comes into an offense with a veteran quarterback that has the ability to do a lot of things at the line of scrimmage. So I don't care who you bring in here. All of our new guys or first or second year players are really challenged at this time of year, and I like what I see. I think he's off to a good week.